Fusion News. Welcome to your regular Fusion News update, brought to you by the Fusion Industry Association with support from K&L Gates. K&L Gates is a fully integrated global law firm with lawyers located across five continents. The firm represents leading multinational corporations, growth and middle market companies, capital markets participants, and entrepreneurs in every major industry group, as well as public sector entities, educational institutions, philanthropic organizations, and individuals. K&L Gates has an active practice in the fusion energy sector, advising entrepreneurs, startups, investors, and trade associations on critical legal, policy, and regulatory issues facing the growing fusion industry.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Fusion Industry Association channel. My name is Sid Cowley. I am a PhD student studying at the University of York and working at the Cullum Center for Fusion Energy. Today is Friday, the 25th of June, and I'm here to give you your weekly Fusion News Roundup. Stories today include 1. Nuclear energy, fusion plant backed by Jeff Bezos to be built in the UK. 2. The world's most powerful magnets being shipped to ITER fusion reactor. 3. First shot fired from Oxford-based gas gun aimed at creating clean nuclear energy. 4. 15 sites in the frame to become home to the UK's prototype fusion energy plant. And as always, we have some bonuses at the end for you. 1. Nuclear energy, fusion plant backed by Jeff Bezos to be built in the UK. This first story has been all over the news this week, from the BBC to Bloomberg, and features a very exciting announcement on a new public-private partnership in fusion. The announcement was that the Canadian private fusion company General Fusion will be building their prototype reactor in the Cullum Centre for Fusion Energy, which is at the heart of the UK's publicly funded fusion research program. General Fusion has been featured on our channel before and was also recently in the news for raising $100 million with new private backers. The device they hope to build, the Fusion Power Demonstrator, aims to fuse atoms by compressing a hydrogen plasma using hundreds of synchronized pistons. Although it won't be an electricity generating plant, it will be 70% the size of a commercial reactor and may be built as soon as 2025. This partnership marks a fantastic collaboration in the fusion industry for all the right reasons. In fact, Christopher Mowry, chief executive of General Fusion, says that coming to the UK will give us the opportunity to benefit from the UK Atomic Energy Authority's expertise. While UK Science Minister Amanda Soloway recognizes this as a huge boost to our plans to develop a fusion industry in the UK. 2. World's most powerful magnet being shipped to ITER fusion reactor. This article is from New Scientist and features in several other publications and covers a significant update on the ITER project. ITER is a fusion reactor experiment currently under construction in the south of France and is the largest scientific project in the world. This week, the first module of ITER's central solenoid will start its journey from California to France, where it will be assembled with 6 other modules to form one of the largest magnets in the world. When construction is finished, the central solenoid is expected to weigh over 1,000 tons and generate a magnetic field more than 280,000 times the strength of the Earth's magnetic field. These incredibly strong magnetic fields may exert forces on the surrounding structure up to 2 times greater than the thrust experienced by space shuttle liftoff. This story highlights that a lot of these big fusion projects aren't just interesting from an energy generation perspective, but also an engineering perspective. This is not the first time that nuclear fusion has been in the news for pushing the boundaries of human engineering, and it certainly won't be the last. 3. First shot fired from Oxford-based gas gun aimed at creating clean nuclear energy. For our third story, we return to Oxfordshire in the UK, but this time looking at the private fusion company First Light Fusion. First Light Fusion has been featured on our channel before and aims to achieve economic nuclear fusion by firing projectiles into fusion targets using very high-speed large guns. When the fast projectile hits, it sends a shockwave through the target, compressing the fusion fuel and hopefully achieving fusion conditions. On June 17th, UK Science Minister Amanda Soloway fired the first shot from First Light Fusion's largest new gun, aptly named Big Gun. The gun weighs over 25 tons and is able to fire projectiles up to 20 times the speed of sound. Dr. Nick Hawker, CEO of First Light Fusion, says that this is a significant scientific milestone for First Light Fusion as we begin our maiden fusion campaign using our new Big Gun. This maiden campaign that Dr. Hawker references will consist of 21 shots performed from now until late July, and will hopefully allow First Light to research more into their method of nuclear fusion. 4. 15 sites in frame to become home to the UK's prototype fusion energy plant. For our final story, we're back in the UK again, and that's because the UK Atomic Energy Authority recently released a long list of sites under consideration for construction of their prototype fusion plant, STEP. For those of you who've been watching our channel for a while, you'll know that last year, the UK Atomic Energy Authority made an open call for sites for this spherical tokamak for energy production, or STEP as is known. Now, a compliance check for the sites nominated has led to this publishing of this long list, which you can check out in the links in the description. The sites, which are listed in full below, will now undergo further technical assessment, and then the Secretary of State for Business, Energy, and Industrial Strategy is expected to make a final decision in late 2022. The UKAEA hopes that the concept designs for the successful site will be complete by 2024, and then they're aiming for first operation somewhere in the early 2040s. STEP Program Director Paul Methven said that wherever STEP is eventually built, it will bring significant benefits to the region, including employment, skills development, and the development of a high-technology, low-carbon supply chain. Now, our first bonus story for this week, an article in Ars Technica about rocket propulsion, including fusion, and discusses the fact that the more nerdy among us may test out these high-tech rocket propulsion systems in the game Kerbal Space Program. Also on space, the US law firm Hogan Lovells has a piece on the Lexology legal site on the importance of putting fusion at the forefront of space exploration. They say that China is reportedly making big investments into advanced propulsion systems, and they call for the US to remain competitive in the area. They also discuss a recent proposal by the Fusion Industry Association advocating for a $40 million ARPA-style program to accelerate the research of fusion for space thrusters. Right, well, that's all for Fusion News this week. Please like and subscribe if you enjoyed and want to see more. If you're listening on podcast, don't forget you can leave a review. Please don't forget that we now have a monthly Fusion News Extra podcast that takes a deep dive into a recent Fusion News story. That's all from me. Thank you for watching.
You have been listening to Fusion News, brought to you by the Fusion Industry Association, with support from KNL Gates.